And the pasuk continues, Shishi. V'asisa es hamizbeach, and you shall make the mizbeach atze shitim out of cedarwood. Chomesh amos arech, v'chomesh amos roichev. 5 amos by 5 amos, ravua yia hamizbeach. The mizbeach shall be squared. V'sholosh amos koymosay, with 3 amos as its height. Rashi brings down a machloikis. What is meant by sholosh amos koymosay? According to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the mizbeach was only 3 amos tall. But Rabbi Yossi argues, and he holds the Mizbeach was 10 amos tall. What does he do with the Pasuk, Sholosh amos koymosai? He says, from the Karkoiv and upwards, it was 3 amos. The Karkoiv, which will be mentioned later on in the Pasuk, was an ornament, a design that went around the Mizbeach, and from that Karkoiv upwards, it was 3 amos. The Osiso Karnoisav, and you shall make horns, al arba pinoisav, on the 4 corners. Mimenu tiyeno karnoisav. From it you shall make these horns. Don't make it separately and attach it onto the mizbeach, but rather make it in one asiya. When you're making the mizbeach and you're cutting it out, make it together with the horns. Bitzipisa oisa nechoshes, and the whole mizbeach shall be covered with copper. As Rashi explains, it was mechaper al azus meitzach. It atoned for averus done with brazenness. Ve'osisasi roisav, and you shall make pots ledashnoi, to move the ashes into these pots. Ve'yov, and shovels to shovel the ashes. Umizrakoisav, and basins to catch the blood. Umizlagoisav, and forks to move around the basar, the flesh, on the mizbeach. Umachtoisav, and pots to move the coals from the outside mizbeach to the inside mizbeach for the kataris. L'chol kelov, which Rashi says means kol kelov, tas and achoshes. All these kelim should be made out of copper. Vasisa loy michbar, and you shall make for the mizbeach a michbar. The michbar was an ornament, a design. Masei reshes, it was the work of reshes, netted work. It looked like a screen with holes in it. Nechoshes, made of copper. Vosiso al areshes, and on this screen you shall make arba tabis nechoshes, 4 rings of copper. Al arba ketzoisav, on the 4 corners. Nostata oisa, and you shall place her, this michbar, this netted ornament, shall be placed tachas karkoiv hamizbeach, underneath the karkoiv of the mizbeach milmata, on bottom. Vosiso hareshes, and the reshes will go ad chatzi hamizbeach, until the halfway point of the mizbeach. If you look in the art scroll Rashi, page 363, there is a very good picture of the mizbeach. And you, the item marked as B is the michbar. That was the netted ornament that went around. And till that point, it was 5 amos, which was half of the height of the mizbeach, according to the Manda Omar, that it was 10 amos tall. The next ama, from the 5th to the 6th ama, was the karkoiv, the design, the ledge that went around, which is marked as C. From C and up until the bottom of the karnos were 3 amos, and that's how the Manda Omar Rabbi Yossi will learn that the mizbeach was 3 amos min hakarkov ulamala. And then the 10th amo was for the karnos, the horns, which is marked as A. Ve'osisa badim lamizbeach, and you shall make badim, poles for the mizbeach. Bade atzei shitim, poles made of wood. V'tzipisa oisam nechoshes, and cover them with copper. And bring the poles into the rings, and these poles shall be on the 2 sides of the mizbeach when you carry the mizbeach. Hollow planks of wood you shall make it. It should not be one block, one solid piece of 5 amos by 5 amos, but rather a hollow piece, 5 amos long and 5 amos in the width, and in the middle they put dirt. That's why it was called Mizbeach Adoma, because at the time of the Chaniyah, of the encampment, they placed dirt in the chalal, in the hollow part of the Mizbeach. So it was Nevuv Luchais, hollow planks, Tasa Oisei, Kasher Hera Oischa Bahora Ken Yasu. The way you have been shown in the mountain, that's how you shall make the Mizbeach Hachitzon. Zog Rashi, inside, Pasuk Aleph, Vosiso Es HaMizbeach, Vesholish Amos Komosei. 3 amos was the height of the Mizbeach. Devarim Kiksavam Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns that the words are the way it is written. The Mizbeach was only 3 amos tall.
Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nemar kan Ravua, v'nemar b'pnimi Ravua.
It says over here, Ravua by the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and it also says at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh, Ravua by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the golden Mizbeach inside. Ma'ala Halon, just like over there, by the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Gavoy, Pishnayim Ka'orkoy, the height of the Mizbeach was double the length. The length was one amma, and the height was two ammas. Afkan Gavoy Pishnayim Ka'orkoy. Here also, the height of the Mizbeach was twice the length, and since the length was five amas, the height was 10 amas. Uma ani mekayim v'sholish amas koymosoy. What will I do with the pasuk that says the Pharisee that the Mizbeach was 3 amas tall? Misva soivev ulamalo. From the end of the soivev, which is the karkoiv, and upward it was 3 amas. Like we saw in the picture on page 363 in the Art Scroll Rashi, it says clearly over there that it was 3 amos from the top of the karkoiv until the top of the Mizbeach, before the horns, before the karnos. Mimenu tieno karnoiso. What does that mean? Shleyasam levadam v'yachabram boy. Do not make them separately and attach them afterwards. Similar to what we said by the mikshah of the menorah and the mikshah of the kruvim. Here also it was made out of one piece, not added later on. V'tzipisa oisa nechoshes. The mizbeach was covered with copper. Lechaper al azos meitzach, to atone for averis done with brazenness. Shenemar umitzchacha nechusha. Your forehead is like copper. Copper seems to symbolize azos, and since it's being mechaper on azos meitzach, the mizbeach was made from nechoshes. Siroisav pots. Kiminyoros, types of pots ledashnoi. Leheser dashnoi letoichem, to remove the ashes into them. Behusha targum onkelis, and that's why targum says, lemispe kitma. What does that mean? Lesapois hadeshen letoichem, to sweep the deshen, the ashes, into them. Kiyesh milois beloshen evris, there are words in Hebrew. Mila achas mischalefes bepisroin, one word can change its interpretation. Leshamesh, to be used. Binyan, to build. Ustira, and to break down. Kimoy. Ve'esharish shorasheho, and her roots took root. So ve'esharish means to take root. Evel mashrish, the fool takes root. But v'chilufay, we see the opposite. Uvechol tivu osi tisharish, all my tfua should be uprooted. So we see the word can mean root and uproot. Ukamayu, another thing. Bisi'ifeho poria, with her branches, they were flourishing. Vichilufoi, misa'if pe'era, which means mifasheach si'ifeho, to cut off the branches. So we see on one hand, si'ifeho means flourishing branches. On the other hand, it means branches that were cut off. Ukamayu, and another example, vize achron otzmu. This last one, otzmu, what does that mean? Shiber atzamov, broke its bones. So usually etza means a bone. Here it means bones that were broken. Ukamayu, vayisaklu boavonim, and they stoned him with stones. Vechilufay, and we find the other way, saklu me oven, which means hesiru avoneho, he removed the stones. Vechain, they fenced him in and removed the stones. So we see it can mean to be stoned, and it also can mean stones that were removed. Afkan, here also, ledashnoi lahasir dashnoi. Ledashnoi means to remove the ashes. It does not mean to create ashes, but to remove the ashes into the pot. Uvelaz achtan cinder. V'yo'ov, kitagumai, like Targum says, migrefois, shovels, shenoitel behem adeshen, that with these shovels he takes the ashes. It's like the covering of a pot made out of thin metal, and it has a handle. Uvelaz vidal, umizrekoisa, basins, lakapel behem adam hazvachim, to catch the blood of the carbonos. Umizlegoisa, kimin unklios, they were like hooks, kufufim bent, umaka bohem babosar, and he pushes them into the meat, finit chavim bon, and they enter and get hooked into the meat, umishatrim bohem al gachale hamarocha, and this way he can turn over the meat on the coals of the mizbeach, shiehemim maher sreifason, in order that they should burn quickly. So they were types of forks, uvelaz krutzinish. In Laz it's called Kutzinish, over Lashon Chachamim, Tzinarios. And in the Lashon Chachamim, they are called Tzinarios. Umach Toysav, Beis Kibul Yesh Lahem. They are pots that have a cavity inside of them. Litel Bahem Gecholim, to place inside of them coals, min ha-mizbeach, from the outside mizbeach, lo seisom al mizbeach ha-pnimi, to place them in the inner mizbeach, le k'tiris, for the purpose of the k'tiris. The coals for the mizbeach ha-pnimi were taken from the outside mizbeach, and they were placed in the machtoisav, in order to carry from one to the next. Bashem Chatiyosan, because you shovel the coals, Kruyim Machtois. That's why they are called Machtois. Kemoi Lachtois Eish Miyokit, to shovel a fire from the blaze. Loshen Sheivas Eish Mimakoima, a loshen of drawing fire from its place. Vechain, and so it says in Mishle, Hayechate Ish Eish Bechekai, will a man shovel fire Bechekai into his chest? So we see also it means a loshen of a shovel. L'chol kelov, kimoi kol kelov. It means kol kelov. The lamed is extra. Mechbar, loshen kivro. It's a loshen of a sieve, shekarin kriblash. Kimin lavush osu loy lemizbeach. An ornament was made for the mizbeach. Osu charin charin. Made out of holes, kimin reshes, like a net. Umikruza mesuris. And this pasuk has to be changed in the order. And so you shall explain the pasuk. Vasisa le michbar nechoshes, make a michbar out of nechoshes, masei reshes, netted work. Karkov hamizbeach, soivev. The karkov was the soivev, the thing that went around. Kol davar hamakiv soivev, anything that goes around, be eagle in a circle, kari karkov is called a karkov. K'moy sheshoninu ba'koil shoichtim, like we learned in ha'koil shoichtim, elu hein goil mekli eitz. These are unfinished vessels of wood, kol she'osid, loshuv ulekarkov. Whatever still has to be smoothened out, and karkov, to go around in a circle. What does that mean? They made engravements, round engravements, bekarshei dafnei hatevos, in the walls of boxes, v'safsalei ha'etz, and in benches. So that's what it means. What's unfinished wood? Anything that was not smoothened, and anything that they did not engrave around it yet. Afle mizbeach, also to the outside mizbeach, also chritz. They made a chritz sevivai, an indentation around it. Vayerochboi amo, and this protrusion was an amo. Bedafnoi, in the wall linoi. Vehulasayf sheish amos, and it went up to the sixth amo. It ran from the fifth amo to the sixth amo. Shall govay of the height, kedivri ha'omer govay pishnayim ka'arkay. According to the man da'omer Rabbi Yosi, that says that the mizbeach, the height was double the length, which means it was 10 amos. So then the karkov went from the 5th amma to the 6th amma. Homo ani mekayim sholosh amos koimosei. What will I say with the pasuk that says it was 3 amos tall? Misva soivev ulamala. From the soivev and up. From this karkov and upwards, it was 3 amos. Aval soivev lehiloch ha-kahanim. But a soivev, in order for the kahanim to walk, lehoye lemizbeach ha-nachoshes. The Mizbeach and the Choshes did not have it on the wall. Ela al Roshay, it was on top. The Fnim Mikarnoisav, inside between the horns. The Chen Shoninu Bizvachim. And so we learned the Mesech Tzvachim. Ezehu Karkoiv, what is a Karkoiv? Ben Karen Le Karen. It means something that went around from one Karen, from one horn to the other. Vayarechiv Amo, between the horns there was a width of an Amo. Well, the Fnim Mehen Amo, and then an extra Amo that went inside toward the middle of the Mizbeach and Achoshes. Shel Hilach Ragle Kahanim, for the Kahanim to walk around on top. So it was 2 Amos. Ushtei Amos Halalu Kruyim Karkoid. And these 2 Amos were called Karkoid. V'digdak Musham, and the Gemara asks over there, V'oksiv Tachas Karkoid HaMizbeach Numata. It says that the Masei Reshes, the Michbar, was underneath the karkov. Lamadu sha karkov bedafnoi. This teaches us that the karkov was on the wall, because if it was under, if it was above the michbar, and the michbar we know was on the wall, then the karkov also has to be on the wall. Ulevusha michbar tachtov, and the ornament of the michbar was underneath it. So how can you say that it was between the karnoisa, between the horns? It was a walking space. That was the karkov. The tirits, and the Gemara answers. The tirits hametarits treyhaven. There were 2 karkoids, chad lenoi v'chad lekahanim shlo yishtargu. One was lenoi, and that was for beauty. It was on the wall, and that is what our pasuk is talking about. And one is lekahanim shlo yishtargu. It was made for the kahanim that they should not slip. Zesha b'doif lenoi. The one on the wall was for beauty. Haya umitachtav hilbishay ha-michbar, and underneath it was the lavush of the michbar, of the masei reshes, the lattice work. V'igia rochboy ad chatzi ha-mizbeach, and that reached the height of the halfway point of the Mizbeach. Because if you look at the art scroll, page 363, you see B, by the Michbar, it went up to 5 Amos. Between the Michbar and the Karkoiv was the halfway point of the Mizbeach. Nimsa, Shah Michbar Rechav Amo. We see that the Michbar had a width of an Amo. And it was a simon to the halfway point of the height of the Mizbeach. What was the purpose of knowing what the halfway point of the Mizbeach was? In order to differentiate between the blood that had to be put on the upper part of the Mizbeach and the blood that had to be placed on the lower part. And this halfway point was marked by the top of the Michbar, the top of the Michbar, the space between the Michbar and the Karkoiv. And similarly, they made a mark to differentiate between the top and the bottom in the Beis HaMikdash, Dugmas Chut HaSikra, a red line that marked off the halfway point of the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. Bemsoi, it marked off the halfway point. The Kevesh Hoya Oilim Bo, and the ramp that they used to go up on the Mizbeach, Afal Bishloish Pirish by Be'in Zeh, even though it is not mentioned over here in Parshas Truma, Kfar Shamanu, we know this, that it existed, Beparshas Mizbeach Adoma Tassali, in the Parsha of Mizbeach Adoma Tassali, at the end of Parshas Yisroi, because over there it says, V'loi Sala B'malis, do not go up on the Mizbeach with steps, V'loi Tassaloi Malis B'Kevesh, Shaloi, do not make steps in its ramp, Ela Kevesh Chalok, make a smooth inclination. This teaches us that there existed a ramp, because if the pasuk has to tell me do not make steps in its ramp, it must be that there is a ramp, and this ramp should be made flat and inclined. So we learned in the Mechilta. Umizbeach Adoma, hu Mizbeach HaNechoshes. And the pasuk over there that says Mizbeach Adoma is this Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Shoyu Memalin Chaloli Adoma, because they used to fill up its cavity with earth. Bimokim Chaniyoson, at the time when they encamped, when they weren't traveling. Vakeva Shoyu Bedorim, HaMizbeach. And the ramp was on the south side of the Mizbeach, which means when you walk in to the Chatzar El Moed, it will face toward your left, toward the south. Moved them in HaMizbeach Maloi Chut HaSara, separated from the Mizbeach itself a hair's breadth. There was a tiny, tiny space between the Mizbeach and the top of the Kevesh. V'raglav Megiin at Amos Samoch L'Kalei HaChatzar. And the bottom of the ramp reached until one Amo near the curtains of the courtyard, Shebedarim on the south. Kedivri Ha'emer Yud Amos Kaimasei. According to the one that learns that it was 10 Amos tall, so there had to be a very long ramp, and the ramp went all the way to within one Amo of the curtains of the Chatzar. Well, the Divrei HaOmer Devarim Kiksavim, and according to the Man de'Omer that says Devarim Kiksavim Gimel Amos Kaimasei, the pasuk is taken literally that the Mizbeach was only 3 Amos tall. Loi Haya Oreh HaKevesh Ela Yud Amos. The whole ramp was only 10 Amos tall. Kach Matzasi B'Mishnas Memtes Midos. So I found in the Mishnah of Memtes Midos Bezesh Haya Muvdom in Amizbeach Loi Hachut. And this that the Mizbeach was separated from the top of the Kevesh a hair's breadth, that I know from B'Mesechta Zvachim Lamduam in Amikra. In Mesechta Zvachim it was learned out of a pasuk. Bit HaBois, they put the bottom, the poles, in the rings. Arba taboys shenasu lemichbar. The 4 rings that were mentioned earlier that were made on the michbar, the netted work. Nevuv luchos, hollow boards. Kitagumai, chalil luchin. Like Targum says, hollow planks. Luchos ateshitim mikol tzad. Boards of ateshitim on all sides. Vehacholol beemsa, and it was hollow in the middle. V'lo yehei kulei eitz echot. Don't make it one solid piece of wood, that the thickness should be 5 amas by 5 amas, kimin sadan, like a solid block. But rather, there was hollowness in the middle in order to place the dirt, bishas chaniyah. I would just like to mention 2 points concerning the Mizbeach. We mentioned earlier in Rashi, the Pasuk said, Leisale v'malais amizbechi, you shall not make steps going up to the Mizbeach, because steps would be considered like Gilui Erva. But rather, it should be a ramp going up to the Mizbeach. The question is, why by the menorah do we find there was 3 steps going up to the menorah? Why don't we say there also that it is considered Gilui Erva by walking up these steps? I heard a teretz from Rabbi Eliyahu Levin Shlita in Lakewood that there's a difference, a fundamental difference between going up the steps of the menorah and going up the steps of the kevesh of the ramp. And that is because it is a chiyuv when one brings a carbon to walk up the ramp. He's not allowed to climb up from the side and bring his carbon. He must go up through the ramp. And since there is a din to go up the ramp, the Torah placed dinim on how to make this ramp. It should be made in a way that there should not be a gilui erva. Masha enken concerning the steps going up to the menorah, where if one was a tall kayin, he did not need to use the steps. As the Divrei David, the Taz, says beferish in the beginning of Parshas Baal Yischa, over there he says that the purpose of the steps was only for short kahanim. Therefore, since the kohen did not have to use the steps, the Torah did not place dinim on how to make the steps. A second point worthy of mentioning is why concerning the Mizbeach, which was 10 amas high, was there no chiyuv to place a make, a gate, around the top of the Mizbeach in order that the kahanim should not fall off. We find in Sefer Devarim it says, one has to place a fence around his roof in order that you shall not place blood in your house. So why concerning the Mizbeach was there no chiyuv ma'akeh over there also? And the Michas Chinuch says in a mitzvah tuf kuf mem vav that there's no chiyuv ma'akeh only bebeis diro, only in a place that one lives. But in a place where one only does avodah, there is no chiyuv ma'akeh. Sifri says that since the pasuk says v'osiso ma'akeh ligagecho for your roof, prat it comes to exclude lekeves shel mizbeach. It comes to exclude the ramp of the mizbeach. So it's a pasuk that excludes the mizbeach from the chiyuv of ma'akeh. For more on this inyan, you can look at the Chazon Ish in Choshen Mishpat in the Lakutim Simen Yud Ches that also discusses why it has to be a Beis Dira to be Mechoyev in Makkah. One would think that as long as there is a Sakana, there should be a Chiyev Makkah, whether it is a Beis Dira or not. Ayin Shem.